أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر، إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of situations where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may be harassed and where he may be harmed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the moment when they will drive Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of his hometown, out of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And that is exactly what had happened. In the next ayah of Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أقم الصلاة, establish salah. Now what is the relationship between the previous ayah and this ayah? There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking of the harassment, the abuse that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would face at the hands of the Quraysh in Makkah al-Mukarramah, to a point where they will actually drive him out of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the establishment of salah and performing prayer. The link is that whenever people fear the oppression, suppression, harassment, abuse of another community, then the first thing they should do is turn their focus to Allah and seek assistance from Allah. Allah says in the Quran, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. The first point and avenue to which you should turn is salah, to prayer, meaning to establish a link with Allah. When you will improve your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal in these type of moments of fear, uncertainty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will improve the conditions between you and others. That is the system of Allah. من أصلح ما بينه وبين الله أصلح الله ما بينه وبين الخلق. That person who will improve and mend his relationship with Allah, between him and Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will improve the relationship between him and the rest of the creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أقم الصلاة, establish the prayer. When, during which times should you establish prayer? لدلوك الشمس, from the time of the decline of the sun, إلى غسق الليل, up to the darkness of the night. So this time, from the decline of the sun, that's at the time of Zawal. This is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had obligated the prayer upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The five daily prayers were obligated upon him. Before this, it was not obligatory. So Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that establish the prayer liduluki shams from the time the sun declines. That's at the time of Zawal. So that means the dhuhr prayer. That is when the dhuhr prayer sets in, after the decline of the sun. And up to when should he be praying? He should be praying, the last prayer should be ila ghasaqil layl, during the darkness of the night, which refers to the Isha prayer. The Isha prayer sets in once the redness of the horizon disappears. And that is when night sets in completely. So here four salahs have been obligated. That is the dhuhr prayer, the Asr, Maghrib and Isha, during this period of time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ, and establish the prayer of Fajr. قرآن الفجر. So that is the fifth prayer. Yeah, Qur'an is in the meaning of Salah, because Fajr Salah is when the Qur'an is recited loudly, and it is the prayer in which the longest recitation is found. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called the Fajr Salah wa Qur'an al-Fajr, and established the Qur'an of Fajr, meaning the Fajr Salah. Allah has mentioned it separately. Allah has not included it in all the salahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it independently and separately to highlight the importance of the Fajr Salah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it on its own. Then Allah says, what's unique about the Fajr Salah that the other salahs do not enjoy? Why is Fajr Salah superior to every other salah during the day? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Qur'an al-Fajr, indeed the Fajr Salah kana mashhuda, is well attended. But generally we know that the Fajr Salah generally you find is the worst attended. It's not well attended. You find that because, especially as it becomes earlier and earlier, you will find generally that the congregation decreases and becomes lesser and lesser at the time of Fajr Salah. So what is meant here when Allah says, indeed, the Fajr Salah is well attended by the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is one Salah that is attended by both groups of angels. They are angels that attend to duties on earth during the day, and when their shift ends, then there are those who attend to duties on earth during the night. So they have shifts, and there is at one prayer where they congregate and they all meet, and that is at the Fajr prayer. So the malaika that attend to the duties during the day, they come down at that time before the Fajr prayer. And those who ascend, they do not leave until they pray their Fajr Salah. And then they ascend up to the heavens. So this is one Salah or one prayer where both groups of angels are engaged in Salah with the believers. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly the Fajr prayer is well attended. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ Then Allah speaks of the Tahajjud Salah. So there are these five prayers. Now initially Tahajjud Salah was obligatory upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Due to the ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلِ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصَّهُ أَوْ إِنْقُسْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated Tahajjud Salah upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obligated upon him the five salahs, and then Allah tells him, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ And during a portion of the night, فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ sacrifice your sleep in prayer. Tahajjud. Tahajjada or tahajjud actually comes from hujud. What does hujud mean? Hujud means to sacrifice sleep or to wake up from your sleep. So hujud has been, this word has been used for the prayer that is prayed after sleep. Once a person sleeps for a bit, he sleeps for a little while, and he wakes up because he had sacrificed his sleep and abandoned his sleep for the prayer, it is called tahajjud. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and during a portion of the night, pray the tahajjud salah nafilatan lak. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is now a nafil salah for you. It is an additional salah for you. It is now a voluntary salah for you. It was first an obligatory prayer, but now it is a nafal salah, an additional salah for you. عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is very likely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint you and he will raise you to al-maqam al-mahmood, to the praiseworthy station, a praised station, a praised position, an honorable position that you will enjoy. What position is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to over here? It is a very special position that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa will enjoy in Akhirah. And when we read the dua after Adhan, we ask Allah to allow him to reach and to enjoy al-maqam al-mahmood alladhi wa'attah. Allah, allow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to reach al-maqam al-mahmood, the praised station and location and position which you have promised him. And what is that praised and that superior and that special station that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoy? No other creation of Allah will enjoy, not even other anbiya will have that position and that privilege, and that is the privilege of shafa'ah, to intercede, intercession. Intercession on behalf of his ummah, which will be a very special gift and privilege that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will enjoy. Remember, the entire creation, they will move from Nabi to Nabi, asking every Nabi to intercede on their behalf, but every Nabi will say that they do not have the right and they do not have the ability to do so until they come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will be given full permission to intercede. And that is the special position and station which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of over here. May Allah grant us the understanding.